call the administrative portion of our meeting to order. There is one item on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Then going to discussion matters, the rail safety and stakeholder meeting, and I'll turn it over to Conrad to give us a report.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. I guess this isn't more of a discussion, more of a one-sided letting you know that we have it scheduled. And it's not on scheduling because I worked with Commissioner Kringstad on this as well. I've already contacted all of our rail stakeholders, our railroads that we invite to that. And so we've went ahead and scheduled the rail service and stakeholder meeting for May 21st. It's occupying the informal slot that was previously on hold there after the commission meeting. So it's Wednesday, May 21st at 1:30. We anticipate that meeting. Usually a good time frame for that is about 2 hours.
At least.
Like an hour and a half is a little less. And sometimes it's, we usually butt up against that pretty good, but it's kind of sticking to that 2 hour mark there as well. So we've got all the parties that are able to make it. Dr. Tolliver will be able to make it from NDSU as well this year. So we're excited to have him in attendance. And so I just wanted to make you aware that we've worked on that it is scheduled, and to see if you have any questions or any other feedback or comments for me regarding that.
No, good job.
One thing that'll be interesting at that point will be maybe potential thoughts from them regarding the bill that we have, whereby we can keep those records confidential and get our inspectors on site for accident reports.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
we got a little time. We'll have to figure out how things turn out for the bill.
Right. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Obviously, historically, we like to try to schedule, especially this one after session. I know one year we did it during session, and it just was too much, and a lot of people have a lot of things going on, and we just didn't have a great attendance at it. So.
Yeah.
Well, and I like that you're expanding the time, because this is the time all stakeholders get together. Mm-hmm. And if it's so rigid, they don't get to share things. Right. And so I like you guys expanding it to have an opportunity to have some discussion.
Yeah. No,
good
absolutely.
Job.
All right. If there's nothing else, and that's all I've got. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you, Conrad. Then moving to scheduling, Victor, you have the RTO update on here for scheduling?
Yeah, so I've been trying to work with the RTOs on an alternative date for our next RTO meeting. I had sent out to the admins March 28th, and there seems to be some consternation with that, so I just wanted to give you all a chance to talk about it to see if that is an absolute no-go or if that's a potential possible date. And unfortunately, they didn't give me any alternative dates. It's just that one. So if that doesn't work, I will go back to the drawing board.
March 28th is a Friday?
Yes.
Yep. I'm open all afternoon.
I am as well.
But our RTO updates are usually all day. And I guess I'm fine with it, but some... As I said before, when things come up for Friday scheduling, someone's got to explain to me how we're going to plan the next week for our legislative.
I thought we were splitting the RTO updates, one on one day and one on another day.
We can. Yes, it's possible. Our preference is to do one day if possible, but we absolutely can split them up if need be.
I'm okay with that too.
I guess I would look right now with scheduling, split them up. I mean, so we can get it done, and that way, like Friday afternoon, we're not interrupting our legislative discussion.
Do them on two different Fridays.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I mean, let's have some flexibility there.
How long do those meetings typically go?
Sorry, go ahead.
I can't remember. I was going to say, I'm thinking like 2 or 3 hours each, but I was going to ask you. I can't remember for sure.
Yep. We will typically schedule them for 2 to 2.5 hours each.
And again, there's good discussion there. Yeah. And especially with everything going on. I guess I would prefer looking at splitting them up. If that helps Victor with scheduling. Finding a full day right now is just...
It's hard.
It's hard. So I'm open to Friday in the afternoon. Like starting at like 1:30. Just because we... Or 1:15.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it would be an option in the morning. Like if it's 3 hours, if we did like 8 to 11, and then you just have your normal legislative discussion at 11. I know it makes for a busy day, but...
Yeah, I have a meeting at 9 that I prefer not to miss.
Yeah, and if it was a different Friday where you didn't have that, I will say... Not so much because of the busy day it makes for us, but Thursdays and Fridays are the two energy committees, probably the committees that we get called into the most. And so to commit ourselves to something where people fly in, mm-hmm. knowing that there's probably a reasonable chance that we're going to need to be elsewhere, I think is risky. But I'm okay with, I don't know, how do you feel about splitting them up?
I'm fine splitting as well.
I'm sure MISO probably won't like an after, they usually like a morning time slot, don't they?
We've typically done SPP in the morning and MISO
that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe your scheduling would just be easier though, whether it was a Friday or a different day, if we did them on different days for the one during the legislative session, huh?
Absolutely agree. So,
does that help you, Victor? Splitting them up, and
so I will put in the first one to suggest that date in the afternoon slot on the 28th, and I'll find another slot somewhere else for the other one. So, appreciate the feedback.
Anything else on the RTO topic? Is there anything else that we need to discuss for scheduling? Victor, did you have anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Two meetings in a row in less than a half hour. Man, we better be expecting a long meeting.
I just call that the Department of Government Efficiency.
There you go. I like that. We'll go with that. Thanks, everyone. We are adjourned.